BetOnline is the world's most trusted betting platform and your number one source for online betting in 2025. Whether you're a seasoned fan or a first-time bettor, BetOnline is your ultimate game day companion with the largest selection of odds on everything from football, the NBA, college basketball, to NHL and UFC. BetOnline is your number one sports betting source for the new year. Every touchdown to three-pointers and hat tricks, BetOnline has you covered with odds, stats, and more every game, every play, and every win. BetOnline, the game starts here.
They got to get it in. Dustin Smith, Jabari for three, and the win. Yeah! He got it!
0.3 to go. Thompson on Brown, into the lane. Got the shot off! 0.7 to go. Thompson gets the Rockets the lead.
Are you kidding me?
Richard! Oh, the Rockets win the game.
Give the ball right back. You love that.
We are here to Field Rockets News. It's the Rockets Field Podcast presented by the Bleed Network and sponsored by Bet Online. Of course, I am your host, LaShard Binkley, and I wanted to do another show. I know two shows in 3 days. That's kind of crazy for this channel, but that's how good the Rockets are playing, specifically Amen Thompson, and he's the subject of today's show. I wanted to give three reasons why he may already be a star player on his way to superstar level. Already in his second season, of course, the Rockets are coming off another huge win where they defeated another elite team, this time the defending Boston Celtics, who they had lost six games in a row to prior to last night's game. They won 114 to 112. Amen Thompson had the game winner with 0.7 seconds left, where he pretty much did a Jaylen Brown move on Jaylen Brown, took him to the basket, a little step back, hesitation. Floater from around 10 to 15 feet and gave the Rockets the win. Rockets go to 31-14 on the season. They are still in second place, and now they're starting to put even more distance between themselves and the fifth place team for home court advantage. The way the Rockets are going right now, they keep winning at this rate. They're going to get to a point where they're going to be pretty much cemented into that second seed. So right now they're 31-14. They jump ahead of Boston in the overall NBA rankings to where now they're the third team in the league as far as win-loss record at 31-14, only behind Oklahoma City and the Cleveland Cavaliers, who, by the way, the Rockets are still the only team to beat Oklahoma City and Cleveland this season. And the Rockets just defeated Cleveland in a home-and-home two-game series a few days ago. But the main topic today I wanted to talk about is Amen Thompson and his rise from fourth overall pick to people having doubts about him coming out of the OTE league and whether or not it was a real league, whether he played against real competition, whether he can translate his athleticism and his great game from that league over to the NBA. And I think it's been a resounding yes. I mean, even last year in the time he was with the Rockets after coming back from injury, he showed how much of a great player he can be, how versatile he is. And now, to the point now where the entire league knows about it, especially after last night's game, hitting that game winner against the defending champions. And on today's show, I want to give three reasons why I believe that Amen Thompson is already, at a star level, possibly probably already a star, and is heading towards superstar level of play that a lot of people didn't expect this soon. A lot of people were talking about Amen or Alperen or Jaylen, who's gonna take the step forward and be that star player. And they both have great seasons, and they're both gonna continue to have great seasons. Alperen actually may even be an all-star. But right now, just looking at Amen's trajectory, where he's going, his skill level, it's pretty amazing to see how in a span of maybe 2 weeks, he has went from one of the better players on the team, definitely part of the young core, to possibly being the best overall player on the team is pretty remarkable. And the number one reason why I think he has taken that next step is his impact. Since becoming a starter, he started January 5th. He started some games before that with players being injured, but just continuously being a starter since Jabari Smith went out after the January 1st game. Amen stepped in January 5th. He didn't play earlier in the month because of this two-game suspension that he had to serve and he came back from. But since coming in January 5th, is pretty remarkable, the stats that he's putting up. I mean, if you look at the game since January 5th, he's playing almost 40 minutes a game. He's one of the best when it comes to field goal percentage on the entire team, and I'm actually going to bring up those stats as well. The fact that he's able to play 40 minutes a game and he's only averaging two fouls a game tells you how great of a defensive player he is, because a lot of players can go out there and they can give up six fouls. And, yes, they're playing hard defense, but it hurts the team if you're constantly fouling and constantly putting the other team on the free throw line game in and game out. If you know, we saw the other night where Tari kind of closed out too fast, almost caused the Rockets the game, but you don't see that from Amen Thompson. The fact that he playing 40 minutes a game and still and averaging only two fouls per game, and actually even less during his time as a starter since January 5th, is pretty amazing. And if you just kind of look at his stats overall since becoming a starter on January 5th, he currently leads the team since January 5th. He currently leads the team in rebounding. He is third in scoring. He's third in assists. He's second in offensive rating. And he's second in field goal percentage, only behind Steven Adams, who, of course, you know, has been playing a lot better, but he still only plays like 10 or 15 minutes a game. Amen Thompson is shooting 57% from the field since January 5th. Playing 40 minutes a game. He's number one on the team in minutes per game. He even plays more minutes than Fred VanVleet. So that ought to tell you something about how good he's playing, because we all know MA likes to play Fred a lot of minutes. And the fact that Amen Thompson is leading the team in minutes, something I was talking about with Vader on our last show, that Amen's to the point now where he's matchup proof. And the fact that MA will not bench him when he benches pretty much everybody else on the team if they're having a slow start to the game or the first three quarters are struggling, Amen along with Fred are only two players now where they won't get benched no matter how they play, because they, especially Amen, because he does so many different things on the court that MA realizes that they need him on there. Even if he go 1-for-20, it won't matter, because Amen does so many other different things to help the team. And he's to that point now. Just like I said, looking at the numbers is just pretty amazing that a second-year player is already one of, if not the best players on the team. And I'm not necessarily ready to say he's better than Alper, because Alper's been doing this all season long. But, man, if he continues to put up the numbers he's putting up along with the defense that he plays, man, it's going to be hard to deny that he's the best. If not, if he's not one, he's 1A along with Alper and Shangoon's 1B. And like I say, it's pretty amazing that the numbers he's putting up. And to me, that's one of the reasons why he's already on that star trajectory, if not already a star player. The second reason I believe he's already at that star level is because he makes everybody else on the team better. It's rare where you can have a player that not only is putting up 30 points and 10 rebounds in a game, but he just makes everybody else's game so much easier, because he draws so much attention as far as when he's going to the basket. He also pushes the pace when he's out on the court, which we've seen ever since he's been playing more minutes. Jalen Green, no, I don't think that's a coincidence that Jalen Green's game has taken off since Amen Thompson has started to play more minutes, especially becoming a starter. He makes everybody else, he takes the pressure off of Fred VanVleet being one of the only guys that can handle the ball in the half court. And on the defensive end, that's where his impact is even bigger, which is saying something. As much, you know, the fact that he's coming off of career high 33 points last game, it's on the defensive end where his impact really stands out. MA has said time after time, he's been saying that since Amen came into the league, that he can guard 1-5. And we hear that a lot when people or coaches say, yeah, somebody can guard 1-5. I mean, sure, anybody can guard anybody 1-5. Doesn't mean they're necessarily going to have an impact. But Amen can legitimately guard anybody from Ja Morant one night to Victor Wembanyama another night, and legitimately do a good enough job where he is shutting them down. And again, last night he wasn't the only guy guarding Jason Tatum. They did a lot of switches as well, which the Rockets do a lot. So it wasn't just Amen Thompson, but Jason Tatum did not score a point in the first half. That's the first time since 2021 he went scoreless in the first half. And he had a better second half, and he hit the shot to tie the game late in the fourth quarter. Even though Amen Thompson had great defense on that play as well. Sometimes great players just going to make plays no matter how good your defense is. But the fact that Amen Thompson was the primary person on Jason Tatum for pretty much the entire game and was able to help hold them scoreless that first half tells you his impact, that he can guard a player like Jason Tatum, who is a top five NBA MVP candidate every single season. And then on the next play, he can go down and hit the game winner. That just tells you all you need to know about Amen Thompson's impact, the fact that he just makes everybody better when he's on the court. It's just, he's just so flawless on in his game, how fast he can get off the floor, his leaping ability, the fact that he's always in the right spot, something I'm going to talk about in the third reason. We saw in that block he had coming down the court on Drew Holiday, where he wasn't even in the picture, and somehow he came out of nowhere, blocked it, didn't foul, still was able to save it, then came down two or three minutes later and hit that reverse layup like he was going up against high schoolers. And remember, these are grown men that Amen Thompson is playing against, and he's only like 20 years old. Can you imagine when he's even close to his – he's not even close to his prime yet. He still is not a great ball handler, and he still hasn't gotten to the point where he's a reliable three-point shooter, and he's still putting up ridiculous numbers. A lot of players that can't shoot – a lot of times they have trouble finding ways to score. You can try to put them in dunker spot, but if they don't have the athleticism, if they don't have the quickness, then they can't make an impact if they're not able to score, because teams can start the game plan and believe it. Believe me, teams have already started game plan for and it still doesn't matter. He's still able to go out and get his points because he is such an athletic freak, because he can jump over anybody, because he's just as quick as anybody in the NBA. And, oh, yeah, he's 6'6 and 6'7 and stronger than most people realize, which we saw again, that little bump he gave to Jaylen Brown at the end of the game, not Jaylen Brown halfway under the basket. That just tells you how strong Amen Thompson is. And like I said, the fact that he makes everybody better, that's the second reason why I think he's already at a star level. And a third and final reason why I believe he's at that star level, it's because of his basketball IQ, something I don't think is talked about enough. When he came into the league, Rafael Stone and M.A. talked about his IQ and the fact that they can almost M.A. said he can almost just tell him something once and he'll pick up on it just like that. He's always in the right spot. He always knows exactly what he needs to do on the court. And Stephen Adams even said it himself. He said that he can be in the wrong position, not necessarily the wrong position, but he can be out of position and still recover, just because he knows how to place the angles. He knows how to play. He just doesn't play above the rim. He also knows how to play below the rim, which we've seen on many of his mid-range floater, another part of his game that he's seemed to develop over the last year and a half. He knows just how to play the game. He's not just relying on his athleticism. So it's not like it's going to get to the point where he's going to get older and his athleticism is going to start to, you know, go down and all of a sudden he's not going to be as effective, because he knows how to play the game. He knows how to be in those right positions. He studies the game. He studies his opponents. He knows exactly their strengths and weaknesses, and something you don't even see from a lot of veterans in the league. He's a young player that's already developing those skills. And the fact that MA keeps bringing up his basketball IQ, that tells you everything you need to know. And it's not just MA, it's his teammates as well. They all say the same thing, that he's such a smart player. And you would think that that should be the bare minimum for any NBA player, but it's really not. If you look on game in and game out basis, a lot of players that make boneheaded plays game in and game out, and that's just something Amen doesn't do. Like I mentioned before, and is a big part of it, is he just doesn't foul. A lot of players can play tough defense, but they're constantly fouling, they're constantly reaching, they're constantly making stupid plays. And that's just something Amen doesn't do. The fact that he only averages two fouls a game, and he's playing the best player on the other team every single night, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you see, even with Dylan Brooks, as good of a defensive player he is, he gets in foul trouble, not as much as he did last season, but he does still get in foul trouble. You don't see that from Amen Thompson, and that goes to his basketball IQ. And the fact that he's already got all this at the age of 20, it's just pretty remarkable. Honestly, I said on X, I'm just running out of stuff to say about Amen Thompson, because you really do. And they said it on the broadcast, like, I don't know what else to say about Amen Thompson, because you keep seeing him up his level every single game. And I also said this, and I'm not one to kind of go overboard when I make statements like this, but You keep getting this top five player. And yes, since he's become a starter, he is playing like a top five player in the entire NBA. You keep getting this level of play from Amen Thompson. Then you get Jabari Smith back, which people should not forget. Jabari Smith is still an important part of this team. The fact that he's able to play that back of five, that MA loves to put him at that back of five so he can have that switchability at every single position. His weak side defense and his mid-range shooting. If you get Jabari back healthy and then Cam didn't even play last night, the Rockets can compete with anybody in the NBA. Am I saying they're going to win the championship this year? No, I'm not necessarily saying that. But to say that they get to the Western Conference Finals, I don't think that's crazy at all at this point. They just beat Cleveland twice, who's the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. They just beat Boston, the number two seed in the Eastern Conference. They've already beat Oklahoma City this year. They've beaten Memphis three times this year. I mean, why can't they get to the conference finals? They're still the second team in the Western Conference, and we're not talking about 10 games into the season now. We are now 45 games into the season, well beyond the halfway point at this point in the season. There's no reason why, with the Rockets' level of defense, if they can continue the offensive play they've had, there's no reason why, with Amen Thompson playing the way he's playing, and then you still got Alperen Şengün, who can possibly be an all-star, and then Jalen Green, if he can continue to be consistent, there's no reason why the Rockets can't be a conference championship team. To me, a first-round exit would be a major disappointment at this point. And I think most people going this season would not have thought that. They would not have thought the Rockets would be a second seed, and that the first round, getting past the first round is a minimum at this point for the Houston Rockets. But that's how great Amen Thompson is playing right now, how much of a game changer he is. And that's why, to me, he's already a star-level player on his way to superstar level. I definitely want to let everybody know I appreciate the support. We continue to grow the channel with over 3,700 subscribers. Make sure you like this video so it will help me with the algorithm, the YouTube algorithm, and get this video out to as many people as possible. As you see, we continue to bring you highlights, pre and post game, pretty much anything you can think of when it comes to Rockets, we bring it here on this channel. So you're not a subscriber and it's your first time here, welcome in and definitely subscribe to the channel. I will be out at the Rockets' next home game on Saturday when they take on Brooklyn. So, you know, I'll have all the pre-post warm-up videos, everything you can think of. I'll have them up here on the channel. And again, I appreciate support, and make sure you check out the next episode of the Rocket Fuel Podcast.